Welcome to the Duluth Rundown interview section. We are just about to get going with our next interview, but first, a message from our sponsor, Austin Jaro Sports. Austin Jaro is where you want to go to get anything running related, from gear to shoes to food, and of course, great advice from all the people that work up there. So check out Austin Jaro at 1025 West Central Entrance here in Duluth, Minnesota. Thanks, Austin Jaro.
Okay, and we are joined now in our interview portion of the podcast, and we have two guests with us, two younger guests. I'm going to have them introduce themselves.
Yeah, so I'm Will Johnson. I'm a 2026 East alumni, and my plan is to go to UW-Platteville this coming fall to run cross country and then indoor track and outdoor track.
Nice.
Hi, so I'm Taylor, and I'm also a 2026 grad of Duluth East High School, and I will be attending St. Scholastica next year along with running cross country and indoor-outdoor track.
What are you guys going to major in?
I'm majoring in electrical engineering.
Nice.
And I am majoring in biology on the pre-med track.
Oh, cool. Nice. Very cool.
That's impressive. I had no idea what I wanted to major in going into college. It's just like, that's just what you do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was me too. I think I had like four majors actually over the course of 3 years. I don't know. Something like
in
that.
In your head or like yeah. On paper? Yeah.
Oh. Kind of both actually. Yeah. So for our listeners, as many of you know, we typically have kind of an older crowd, and I say older with quotes because that range is, I don't know, what's old, 30 to 85.
We've had some crusty old runners on the podcast before.
Maybe like in their 50s even.
Yeah.
But we haven't had a lot of younger runners before. And so I thought it would be kind of fun to have the perspective of people who just finished high school, are going to continue to run at the collegiate level, which is a bit of a rarity and a real privilege that you guys get to do. So anyway, I thought that'd be kind of fun to have that perspective. So we're going to start talking a little bit about some of your early days, guys, of running.
And I use
early days. Yeah. All right. So when do you guys remember starting running? Who was it who kind of got you into it? Do you remember a first race, that kind of thing?
I remember I used to climb when I was a kid, and every night I would get home late, and my dad's like, I'm going to go for a run. And he was always like, no, you're not, you're too little. And I, like, just one day, he's like, okay, you're coming with me. And, like, ever since that point on, I was like, I have to run cross country.
And how old were you, do you think?
I think it was, like, six when I, like, started running for fun.
Yeah, that's
and really then good. I started cross country in eighth grade because COVID was, like, our sixth, seventh grade year.
Oh, yeah, you guys were, that's right, yeah. Okay.
It's kind of a bit of a like longer story for me. So my mom and my older siblings have always been runners. My dad did a couple half marathons here and there. But I started running when I was in like seventh and eighth grade. I technically did cross country in eighth grade, but I didn't really do any races. So I really got into it freshman year and then started training more legitimately like sophomore year.
Mm-hmm. And both of you guys have, like, as you both have mentioned, athletic parents and people who, parents who do this kind of stuff. Just even watching from a distance, kind of, was that something that sort of inspired you? And of course, you have the older siblings, as you mentioned. Was that something that you're kind of like, oh, yeah. It wasn't like, I guess what I mean is it wasn't such a foreign thing. It was just like, oh, this is what we do in life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, like, I didn't know what it was like without running. Like, my parents both, like, ran cross country and like track in high school, and then they ended up coaching track for Central, and then they just ran half marathons. Like, I don't remember them not running.
Yeah It's interesting because we do have a lot of guests on our podcasts, again, the older crowd, who their parents and or siblings didn't, and so running, they were like the first in their family to really begin running, or mostly running, I guess cycling a little bit and swimming, but So it's interesting to hear the different ways that people get into it.
Yeah. I remember, like, my mom was a marathoner as a kid, but I didn't want to do cross country or track or whatever. And I was just like, Mom, you are weird. And she would say, like, kids, like, don't make sure I never do this ever again. You know, and the first few times, like, okay, you know, he's like, yeah, I signed up for a marathon. I'm like, wait, you're not supposed to do that, Mom. He's like, well, last time was a mistake or something, or I'll do better.
I can do better. Yeah.
He's like, shit, that's kind of weird. Whatever. But I think to the conversation topic, like that, when I started becoming a runner, you know, much later on, it was supported, but also just not foreign. It's like, well, it is kind of a normal thing.
Yeah.
To some extent.
Yeah. And I was like, my family didn't run. I was the only person. And to this day, I still am the only person who runs in my family. I have a nephew who ran high school cross country, and that was about it. So, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Did you two like it right away? Or what was the first kind of thoughts of like?
I don't know. It was definitely a bumpy start for me. I really started liking it like sophomore year. I started to meet a lot more people on the team and just grow in my friendships. But when I was first starting out, it was just this thing that I did like every now and then, just to like get outside and like exercise.
Yeah.
It was a bit more of a chore than something I enjoyed.
You mentioned that you kind of essentially only practiced eighth grade year. You didn't really do meets.
Yeah.
The reason?
Well, I think I was just, it was mainly just nerves.
Yeah.
Like I was just nervous. It was the first sport I've ever done.
Yeah.
And the only sport really besides skiing. So.
Yeah. Yep. That's a real thing, especially for younger, whether it's middle school or freshman year. That's a real thing where you can get really intimidated by the older kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Well, I remember like the first week being super hard because like I didn't like run consistently. It's like, oh, I'm going to go run or I'm going to bike whenever I want. But I remember like doing my first set of intervals and like thinking I was going to die. It's like, I can't do this. And then like a week and a half later, I did my first race and like it went well and I was hooked.
Yeah.
Like from there on, I like just wanted to push myself every day so that I could become a better athlete.
Yeah. Cool. So you both actually have, I would say, from what I know of you guys, a lot of inner drive, a lot of discipline. When you put your mind to something, you're able to really build towards your goals. Is that something that you've always had? Is it something that you've kind of developed over time, whether it's academically or music or athletics or anything like that?
I think I've had to like continue to work on it.
Yeah.
Like it's always been like there, like I've been intrinsically motivated, but like the more and more like you see it working out, like all your hard work paying off, the more like it becomes part of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really. It's really similar for me too. I see a lot of like that drive in my siblings because I'm the fourth out of five. Mm-hmm. So my two oldest siblings were collegiate, or one of my older siblings was a collegiate mountain biker. The other did really well in high school with it. And their drive always inspired me when I was going out to like watch their races or like when my mom or my dad were doing half marathons or, just going out for runs.
Yeah.
But
yeah, very cool.
I mean, what's better than running to like see those gains though, to your point, right? Like you put in just a little, especially right away when you don't have like any fitness really or experience, you put in just that little bit of work, you can see that gain right away.
For sure.
But then it gets harder, right? Harder and harder to like shave 5 seconds off your 5K or whatever.
And both of you guys too, like you were running varsity for us. You were running the state meets. You were very successful when grading success on a time scale or a position on the team scale. But there's other ways to define success, of course. Were you always towards the faster end, or did you build towards that? Did that sort of happen with just repetition?
I feel like part of it is you start young and like your parents run and it feels like you get lucky. Like it starts easy and then I feel like you hit this like plateau where you can't run a 30-second PR every race. Like it's not possible. And like those are like the crucial moments where like you have to work harder and like know it will all work out at the end of the season.
Yeah.
It's just showing up every day.
Yeah.
For me, it's kind of been more of like a bell curve. When I started out, it was pretty difficult for me to improve because I was iron deficient. And so I was having a lot of trouble like actually being consistent training and trying to make gains. But then once I started getting like supplements for that, I kind of overcame that barrier and then I made some major jumps and then it kind of leveled out again once I got faster.
Nice.
But
That's kind of exciting too. Like, it's not just like chipping away at the grindstone, like one thing that you wouldn't really know is kind of like the key, you know?
Right.
And you guys are at a point in your just physical lives where you're still growing and developing a little bit. And so there's so much to learn mentally about the sport. Well, we'll just say the sport of running, but it's true with lots of other sports as well. But running, it really kind of manifests, I say, like very on a single spot. But you learned how to handle stress physically and mentally. You learned about progression and growth and setbacks, and that the setback is temporary as long as you keep working. Because for some, when those setbacks occur, it's a little easy to give up. And when you're young, you often don't know that everyone has had those setbacks. Professional runners have had those setbacks, and they will continue to have setbacks as professionals, and they just learn how to work through it. But as a young athlete, when maybe it's your first time that you've had something plateau or not go right, and you're not quite as fast as you used to be, it can be easier to sort of wave the white flag, as it were. And to your guys' credit, you always worked through it, and so many kids on our team too, and that was always very helpful, not only you guys as leaders, but other people leading you as well.
Yeah, we have to be super thankful for like all of our mentors above us, and like how they taught us to push through, like being honest with like how hard it is, and like to keep showing up. Because I remember being younger and like having a bad race and being like, it's all over, I can't run fast ever again. And like, you have to have those mentors to talk you off the cliff.
And a lot of it comes from like the companionship of your teammates too, like that growth. Seeing people have bad races and being able to like walk them through that, and then having a bad race yourself or getting injured or overcoming those obstacles, it really just like grows the bond that you have with your teammates.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, we always had a team, I feel like, or have had teams that are very close and supportive. Like the seniors are super supportive to the young kids coming in as well, and that helps ease some of that nervousness that the eighth graders and seventh graders were feeling or going to feel as you're starting tomorrow. So
what's been like maybe the most important to like keep motivated? I mean, we've talked about a couple factors so far, like teammates, mentors, coaches, you know, even like parents, just from within, like I just have to do better. Like for each of you, what's been maybe like the biggest factor to like keep pushing, keep grinding?
I think for me, I've always just wanted to like improve myself however I can in every way possible. So that's always, it's always just been like a driving factor for me to like sign up for as many things as possible in multiple areas of my life, not just athletics, but like music and academically as well. And when you kind of build your life around that, and then you just try and like remove distractions, it leaves like very little room for error. So like, even if you fall back, you're still in this routine of like always doing something to like try and improve. So like, you can take a break, but like, it's really easy once you have that routine down to just keep going.
For sure.
Yeah, and like the intrinsic motivation is super important, but I feel like just staying positive as a whole, like I feel like I needed my mentors to like keep me positive. And I remember being an eighth grader and like being scared and like didn't know what I was doing. And it helped this year when my younger sister entered eighth grade on the team. Like, I got to see it again from her perspective. So like, as captains, we knew how to like help them through and keep them positive, because the instant you like falter mentally, everything just becomes 100 times harder.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that positivity is such a huge like life lesson. Like, I had like a really frustrating like rib injury, not running related, but it took my running out a little bit, and just like so easy to just feel down in the dumps and stuff. I was just like, no, this is good, it's a good thing, because I needed a down week anyways, you know, just like any way to spin it. I found, I don't know how good of a strategy this is, but I found lying to myself is one of the most important things, you know, like, no, this is fun, I do love the heat.
We call it reframing,
Mike. Reframe
it.
I just lie to myself. Like, I love humidity. I love 90 degrees and humid.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
my favorite.
Heat training, it's good for you. poor man's altitude.
Yeah, positive.
Yeah. What were some of your best memories of high school running?
I'm gonna have to go with, there was one practice when me and a bunch of other runners from all different levels of the team and all different like ages. We did a run where we ran down like a nearby river, like through the creek, and it was super nice. And we were able to jump in the lake and like go to the beach and stuff before running back. And we still got a decent run in, but we were able to like have all that fun.
Yeah.
And then we got like photos and stuff that still are like my favorite photos from those practices to this day. So
nice.
Definitely that.
Yeah, it's always the long runs, like with your close friends. Like I remember we'd like, usually it's when you stop and swim because it takes your mind off the hard running part. But I remember like running to the lift bridge like once every year and like stopping along the way to swim or like fool around before we got back.
Nice.
Yeah.
You guys have mentioned mentors, both teammates, older teammates, and then parents. Can you name like a couple, three people who you really looked up to? Even it could even be like, say, a professional runner who you've never met or maybe you have met, but don't know. Who would be some people who've kind of mentored you, do you think?
Like when I think captains that really mentored me, like in eighth grade entering, it was like Veronica and Amelia. Mm-hmm. And I remember them like teaching me. And then like professional runners, I would say Kara Goucher, because I got the amazing opportunity to meet with her and go on a run. Mm-hmm. And like that was so cool just to like see her perspective as like she advanced all the way to the Olympics.
Yeah.
And it was cool to hear like the whole story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go with Russell Hill for my first one. He's my age, but he's always just been, he's really been like an object that I wanted to follow, like the pinnacle of motivation almost, because he's always trying so hard in everything, and it really helped me like to follow in his path and just ask him for advice when I like was lacking motivation.
Mm-hmm.
And then also Ben Westholm, he graduated a few years ago, but I've done a few runs with him now and then, and he's like, you can get really strict with yourself and really down sometimes when you're pushing so hard for your goals, but Ben has always just been like a relaxed guy. Mm-hmm. And like you can just go for a run with him and talk with him about it, and is like it's really chill. Nice. And it's super nice to have him around.
Nice. Yeah, another saint, Scholastica saint.
Yep.
Mr. Mm-hmm. Ben Westholm. Yeah.
So wait, you're traveling for school. Mm-hmm. And you're staying,
I'm
local
staying.
Okay. So what was the decision there? Like, are you excited to stay local? Are you excited to travel? Is it, how are you feeling about that?
Well, I'm super excited to stay local. Like, part of me, like, wanted to leave and, like, see the world. But, like, I really want to stay. Like, I really appreciate the time with my family. And I would miss my little sister a lot. Like, she means, like, the world to me. And, like, this way I'll be able to, like, go cheer her on while she's running, while I'm in town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fill that mentor true. Spot for her.
Fill the right? mentor yeah. spot for her. Yes, of course.
For me, I was kind of in between the college here in Duluth, UMD, and then this other college that I ended up deciding going to. And I do really love Duluth. Like, there's got so many great trail systems, and Lake Superior, of course, you can go swimming in. But I've wanted to kind of get away from home for college for a while now. So it was kind of like 50-50. And I ended up going to Platteville because of their engineering program. But I also met with a coach and a bunch of the teammates, and they have a really big team, which is something I've been looking forward to, because that's like one of my favorite parts of running is being able to hang out with other runners.
Yeah. How many people are on the team?
I think it's like 25 to 30.
Yeah, that's pretty good size for a smaller college team. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Do you have like a favorite running route in Duluth?
I don't really know. I really like running up to St. Scholastica and going up to the top there, because you can see the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of cool trails back there.
Yeah.
Before it was tore down, I really liked running at the old Central High School track.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That was really nice.
Windy every single time, though.
I know.
It's always windy there.
Yes. But it's so nice, though. It's like a cool-off breeze.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good point.
Yeah. And the trails there are nice, too, like the Antenna Farm bike trails.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, of course. Yep.
Yeah, how about yourself?
I would probably just say Leicester, because like having practice there every day, like I got so used to it, like I know all the trails, and like it just became like home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. We'll be there tomorrow for practice.
Oh yeah.
Are you going?
I'm gonna go on Friday.
Oh nice. I'll be there tomorrow.
What would you say with regards to running are some of your weaknesses?
I'm gonna go my tendency to overtrain sometimes
okay.
and get injured.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't start stretching until this past winter. So I got injured multiple times because of that. And now I think I'm starting to figure it out, doing strength more and stretching more.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I'll go out for like harder runs than I should and then not do enough recovery work.
Yeah.
So.
Like, honestly, I would agree with part of that because, like, training this summer has switched, like, entirely.
Yes.
Like, from just high mileage to now it's, like, focusing on workouts and, like, doing strength. As much as I complain about it, I know it's important. But, like, that's been huge. But, like, honestly, like, my hardest thing is, like, well, I had an iron deficiency, too, but it just so happened to be that was, like, my sophomore, junior year. So, like, that was my lull. And, like, just staying positive in that, like, hard time, like when all you want to do is be fast and you see everyone else around you like rising and you're stuck.
Yep.
And like getting through that, like that was the hardest thing for me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think as athletes, for all of us, it's important to understand what our weaknesses are because we all have them. And I think at your guys' age to understand that is definitely a good step for even be your college years and beyond, to be honest with you, because now you know it's something to work on, like with stretching. Will, it sounds like that's something that you're working on, and and which is a good thing. So it's a good thing.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Makes you more well-rounded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about from a racing perspective? Do you have a favorite, whether it's cross track, a distance, a race format? What's your favorite?
I love the 5K. Like, honestly, like, that's what I want to continue to do in college. And I prefer cross country because running in circles, like, it's not boring. It's just, like, not the same. Like, when you're on the 5K course, like, there's always new sights to see. And, like, your competitors are, like, right there. And it's just different.
Mm-hmm. It's the same for me. I mean, I like running the mile. I can't really handle the 800. Sometimes the 2 mile I like, but the mile is really nice. But ultimately, I always will prefer the 5K and maybe the 8K soon.
Exactly.
But
yeah.
As for a race, I think I'm going to go with Swain, honestly, just because it's so beautiful. The course is so beautiful. It's not the fastest course. Sometimes it's hot. But it's a really nice race, and it's close to home, and I really enjoy that.
Nice.
So.
Yeah, my favorite course is definitely like our sections course in Anoka, just because I feel like there's like pressure and a lot can happen there. And I've like had some of like my best running memories there, like qualifying for state when you think you don't have the opportunity to, and just that aspect of it.
Yeah.
The pressure.
The pressure. I enjoy it.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, you've always performed well in those situations.
I need the pressure to like run faster, I think.
Yeah.
It goes both ways, I think. Like, some of our past guests, like, nope, I just crumble under the pressure, you know, every
time.
True.
It's true. How has training been going for you this summer? You're essentially doing now college training, right? Will, you're getting workouts from your coach, I assume, and things, right? And I know Taylor is. So, yeah, how has it been going? And how is it different? How's it been going, and how has it been different from high school?
It's totally different. Like, high school cross country, I would just run as much as I could. Mm-hmm. So I'd be doing, like, 45 to 50 mile weeks all summer.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's, like, no, you don't do that. Like, for St. Scholastica's program, we go off of time and heart rate zones. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, so you're going to run for 30 minutes in, like, BE1, so, like, our basic endurance one, like, our lowest heart rate zone. And then some days we're going to, like, finish with strides, or, like, we have to add strength into it. And, like, that's been new because, like, the only time we did strength at East was, like, maybe after a workout during track season.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that's about it.
Yeah. For me, it's actually been pretty similar. I've just kind of upped the mileage, and last summer and the previous summers, I did do workouts here and there, like as part of North XC.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, I haven't gotten injured yet, which is great. Got injured last summer, but I went to Colorado for a couple of weeks, and I did some elevation training, which is nice.
Cool.
And yeah, I came back. I definitely felt the effects from that. Feel a little bit stronger and feels easier to run. But
are you guys excited to do this and have this one kind of a change in approach a little bit too, but also I don't know, to me, like, the college, being on a college team, maybe there's a touch more seriousness to it all versus high school team, or I don't know. And if you're feeling that, are you excited about that?
I'm like super excited for the change. Like I'm excited for like a group of like new teammates.
Yeah.
And like it's different, like it's like new mentors, except these mentors like have like real life experience ahead of them compared to like our like high school seniors.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I think the 8K will be very interesting. Kind of a whole new challenge. I'm looking forward to the new facilities. East, the weight room was not the greatest, and the weight room at Platteville is like really, really nice. I toured it last summer.
Nice.
And I'm looking forward to meeting a bunch of new people and being near the bottom of the team again, so I can like work on improving.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, absolutely. That's super cool. How about beyond college? You guys have anything that you're thinking of, dreaming of someday?
Like bucket list.
Yeah.
Type stuff.
I want to get into half marathons, then marathons. I kind of already have it all laid out. I've been thinking about this. Yeah. Half marathons, marathons, then Ironmans, and then once I'm older, ultra marathons.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's cousin, I think, is a pretty good ultra marathon runner, Annie Hughes. And my mom and I hiked with her down in Colorado last summer, which was really nice to meet her. And
nice.
That was pretty inspiring, seeing how far she's come from just being like a average high school runner.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I'm going to like obviously run cross country in college. And then I'm planning on just like running halves like throughout and like training. But like the pre-med path is not easy and I'm going to like lack time to train. True. So like I'm going to run when I can.
Yeah.
That's like my overall plan. Like,
yeah, it's going to be a stress release, keep your sanity kind of practice.
Yeah, for sure.
After college.
Yeah, like post studying.
You can start to, you have time to focus.
Yeah, then I'll run more. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That's very common. It's a lot of people do that.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm curious, based on, it sounds like, well, like pretty, like not a huge change in training, but Taylor, it sounds like your training approach has been,
it's flipped entirely.
Yeah, way different. How are you liking it? Like more of the data approach or, you know, granular versus kind of, it sounds like just junk miles, right? I mean,
it feels like it at times that I don't know. Like I like knowing all of the information at once and it's like good to like know the reason why. Cause before it's like, why am I doing this workout?
Sure.
And it's like, okay, so we're doing this to like build this type of muscle fiber or like we're trying to get you faster and your heart rate lower. So you're more efficient.
Yeah.
And like this, like, well, right after track season this spring, we had to do like VO2 max testing.
Mm.
And it was interesting to be able to like compare the stats of your watch to like what it actually is.
Did you do like the real VO2 max on the treadmill with the
mask? Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. Super and then it was good to like be able to like learn your heart rate zone so like I'm training properly because I had the tendency to like go run a run that's way too fast and my heart rate's probably like 180 and it should be 140. Like,
Cool.
And that was big.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah, I have that problem where I just run like zone three every single run. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's not fast the way it should be. It's not
the junk zone.
Slow. Yeah, yeah, it's just the junk zone. Yeah. And then like, I'm looking at my watch like, zone three again? God. Like,
what? Yeah. Yeah, it's very easy to do that. Yeah.
Was it close? Like, was it accurate? Like the watch?
Yeah.
Compared watch to what you found?
No, my watch was like 12, like higher.
What? Wow. 12 points?
That's 12. Insane.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, I was not expecting it at all, but I was like, oh,
that
no.
Makes me sad because I was just thinking what mine says. And I'm like, now if it's subtract 12.
Just like go talk to Jason Kask, then he'll test it for you.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to. It sounds painful.
He just looks at your Garmin and subtracts 12.
That means you probably got a lot left in the tank, though, for
very true
improvement.
Yeah, I do. Like my body is like metabolically like inefficient and that's like what my training is working on to like figure out how to make an easy run easier.
Yeah.
Mm. That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Like I go lactic way too early.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
What's worked well in your young budding careers to prevent injury so far?
Definitely just strength and stretching. I've like over the winter, I ran all winter instead of skiing this year. And I had like some injuries that I felt coming on, but they just went away with stretching and strength. And if you're just consistent with it and like do it more when you start to feel those injuries coming on, like it really helps a lot.
Like target the issue area, if I'm hearing you right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, also just like whole body strength and stretching too, because that'll always help with like your running efficiency as well too.
For sure. Yeah.
So.
I feel like, well, I like skied this winter and I feel like the break helps a little bit mm-hmm. with it, but also just like specific like strength, like try to like keep your shins strong so you like avoid shin splints or like your mm-hmm. hip flexors, like just like the most problematic issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Cool. I know that there's a pretty well-known high school team. They're called American River. Have you ever heard of that maybe? School, American River? They always produce really good cross country teams, and they do a lot of weightlifting, and they do upper body stuff quite a bit too, more so than you might expect. And like you mentioned, because you want that full all body strength, it's a bit of, it's if anything, it's a bit of a balancing thing. So you're not all just lower body strong, but you're upper body strong as well. Yeah.
I think that's a really vibrant debate: is do you ski in the winter or not? Because we've had a lot of guests where they blame their running. It blames me that like they attribute their running success in the summer to skiing hard all winter, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it goes both ways in terms of...
Jacob Wortman comes to mind right away.
Yeah.
Ben Cogger, I think, has mentioned that.
Chelsea for sure, talks about it. Yeah. Yep. Whereas me is like, I kind of stink at skiing. I don't really like it. Like, it just makes sense to run, you know, and just like keep it rolling. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is it helpful or...
For me, making the change, I honestly enjoyed my winter more. One, because I had more time for music and school. Skiing got a bit hectic with all the practices and meets and everything. Mm-hmm. But as far as improvement, I don't think I improved very much more than if I would have just skied hard all winter. And some of that improvement, I think, some of the small improvement that I did gain from the winter, I think just came from being able to sleep more. Because skiing, you're out later because the practices are further away from your house, so you have to drive for longer.
I think that's a really interesting perspective with the sleep more. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
But
I feel like it doesn't like really make or break it. It's like, what do you want out of it?
Yeah.
And like running all winter, like I downhill ski every weekend and like know I'm going to be doing that. Mm-hmm. And that like makes me lack time to run. So I can easily like be at the resort and I'm going to go Nordic in the morning and downhill at night. Mm-hmm. So it's just like me making time for it. And like, I know I need an outlet and like, so like I have to do a sport. So it's like, and running on my own is like harder for me. Mm-hmm. I feel like I need to like have a plan so I know what I'm doing.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of it is always going to be personality based too, whether some people, they like the variety, so skiing in the winter helps their running because personality-wise, that's just what they like. And some people are a little more of singular focus, and so the skiing in the winter would not help their running because they want to be dialed in and focused on one thing.
Yeah,
And I don't think there's a right or a wrong to it. But.
Or because I can't stand the classic tracks and I blow up my ACL. Like, that's not going to be good for my running.
Right, exactly. Crashing every downhill like I do. Yeah.
That's my problem. What other sports do you do? It sounds like, will you ski, like, do you still climb, Taylor?
No, I don't climb. I wish I did. But I just, like, spend lots of time, like, downhill skiing. Well, actually, tele-skiing. Mm-hmm. And, like, we usually go out west every year, and, like, that's, like, my winter thing. Yeah. Or, like, water skiing in the summer, just all skiing.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I mountain bike on the side. I Nordic ski on the side now, but I mostly just run. The only organized sports I've done are Nordic skiing and cross country and track. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Are you going to enter any sports besides running into college?
Nope. Running all year.
Nice. Yeah. Same for me, except for maybe some intramurals like soccer, ultimate frisbee or something.
Will, did you say, I can't remember, you're doing indoor as well? Mm-hmm. Indoor and outdoor. Yeah. All three, right?
That's the plan.
Yeah. Yeah. Most people do.
What's worked well in terms of fuel, nutrition during the race or otherwise?
Like consistency. Like once you find something that works, stick with it. Mm-hmm. And like trying to like actually get fuel for your race, because like I've seen athletes like not eat breakfast.
Yeah.
And then like during the race they get lightheaded or like things don't work out. So you have to find like a pre-race food that works for you. Like I'll always eat like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Like that's my thing. Mm-hmm. And it like hasn't failed me yet. So
this is one thing I'm still working on, but I think a lot of it, especially if it's a morning race or even if it's like afternoon, like you have to think about the day before as well. Like you have to like plan that all out. Even if it's not, even if you're not planning carb loading, like you have to make sure you're eating good, eating easily digestible foods, for like the dinner the night before and then breakfast. so that you're really prepared. Otherwise, things can go south really easily.
Yeah.
So
been there.
Yeah.
I have another question about your future. Do you guys have you considered? Do you think maybe someday you'll be coaching running in the future? Do you see yourselves doing that?
No, I really don't think I will have time for it. Like, as much as I think it would be fun, I just know, like, my career path is going to take up a majority of my time.
Yeah. I think I would if I had time, but like Taylor, I don't know if I will.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, I totally would if I could, but who knows what'll take place in the next 4 years.
Sure, yeah.
So,
why do you ask the question, Tony? What's the...
Well, I mean, I know these guys and I've known them for a long time. And, you know, grown-ups, we spend an inordinate amount of time thinking about kids' futures. So I'm just thinking about like 10 years down the road, what are Will and Taylor going to be doing, that kind of thing, 10 or 15 or 20 years down the road. Yeah, certainly as coaching takes a lot of time, for sure. You need to have the time for it. A lot of people have an interest or even a great ability to do so, but not the time. So, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. You're accurate in your assumption to think about what kind of time will I have, knowing that you're going to be on a relatively rigorous academic and career path. So you're probably very spot on.
Yeah.
Time aside, coaching someone is kind of scary. Cause like, what if you lead them astray? You know, that's in my mind. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's like that chance that you could put in more time, you could learn the better training methods, and you could like make a way for them to get even mm-hmm. better than like they ever thought they could be, which is kind of cool.
Well, both you guys would make tremendous coaches should you want to go that direction at some point in your lives.
Maybe we will.
Who knows?
Maybe.
It's possible.
20 years, Tony's going to be on the phone. You're coaching yet?
Yeah.
Have you considered? On kind of a similar path, what advice would you maybe give the incoming freshman, you know, having gone through the high school program, now you're looking at college and kind of the next step in your life? What have you learned?
Figure out what you want to do early, I would say, and just like try everything you can, like as early as possible, and like figure it out and get it set, because if you don't, you might find up later, you might find yourself later regretting that you weren't like locked in during those early years. At least that's kind of the case for me, is like figuring that all out later made me like a little sad that I didn't get the opportunity like other people who already kind of knew what they wanted to do and like were really focused during those early years on improving.
Okay, so like to focus on like career path and like have a plan.
No, like, what sports you want to do.
Oh, like running wise. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I should be taking notes. This is good advice for me.
Yeah.
Figure it out early, okay?
I would say, like trust your parents. Like, part of me and my mom's like, you should run cross country. And, like, a huge part of me was like, no, I don't want to. It's going to be hard. Like, mom, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
And, like, just, like, trust that, like, you're going to enjoy it and, like, stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because just because the first week it's not fun, it will be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's good advice. Stick with it, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. The stick with it part, I think about some of the kids like who have bad races their freshman year, their first race, middle school, their very first race, and they have a terrible race. And, you know, you see them like in tears or frustrated. And then they finish their high school career and they've moved up the ladder, sort of, you know, they've gotten faster and they're no longer like the last place person on the team and they're like higher up on the team. And you see that every single year and it's really cool to see. And it's all about just sticking with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you guys are at such a cool point in your lives too, where you really are only getting faster at this point for the next, so you're 18. So probably the next 10 years at least, you will only be getting faster for the most part, which is pretty cool.
That's pretty crazy. Yeah.
For Mike and I, it's not the case anymore. Those days are done.
What happened?
But that's a pretty cool point to be in. So, I mean, you'll have plateaus again and you'll have some setbacks again, but for the most part, your speeds will get quicker, mm-hmm. which is cool.
Yeah. What else are you looking forward to doing, you know, while you're in Duluth? Like, last hurrah, you know, before college buckling down?
I've been spending a lot of time with my friends that I know are leaving because it's going to be a big adjustment because you see them like 3 times a week in the summer and now they're going to be gone. Mm-hmm. And it's like trying to like get in every last second we have or like planning out breaks. Like this is when I'm going to see this person or this is when I'm going to see them. Oh, yeah. So we don't lose that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's similar for me. My friends and I, we kind of do like a big run or big bike every summer. And so we already fit that in like a week and a half ago now. But that was kind of like the last hurrah.
That was awesome.
What was the deal?
Like a marathon. I did 30. The other guys did a marathon, but yeah.
Where'd you guys run to?
Yeah. We ran from like Brighton to Tisher Creek and then to the Culver's in Two Harbors and got food there.
Pretty awesome.
Wow. Yeah.
Like on 61?
That was pretty fun. Yeah. Oh, no, the Scenic Highway.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But
mm-hmm. Fun.
Yep.
Grandma's course in reverse.
Yeah.
Yep.
Your big meal order.
Who picked you up, by the way?
Gavin's grandparents.
Okay, nice. Yeah. Nice. Very mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah.
I saw that on Strava and I was like, that is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. Yep. It's nice to run by the lake too because it's cooler. Yeah. And you can like jump in and stuff.
Yeah, totally. For sure. Yeah.
But.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Mike, you have anything else?
I can't think of anything. I think we've covered a lot of subjects today.
Can't either. You guys have anything?
I don't think so.
Well, thanks so much for being on the podcast. I'm glad we were able to do it. It can be tricky to get 4 people's schedules to mm-hmm. line up, and I'm super glad that we were able to do it before you took off for school. We'll be watching. Oh, I have a question. Are your teams going to ever meet up against each other in the upcoming season?
I have no
probably
idea.
Probably not, but maybe.
Do you go to any of the meets in Northfield?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we have 2.
Yeah, we have 2 as well.
Okay. Well,
so
there you go.
Right. Yeah.
There you go.
Let's go.
Well, it's so fun for us as coaches and high school coaches to follow you guys out in your respective college teams. So I'll be mm-hmm. looking forward to seeing what you guys do this fall. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much.
Of course, yeah. Thank you guys.
Yeah, thanks for inviting us.
All right, and that wraps up the latest issue of the Duluth Rundown podcast here in the middle of August 2026. I want to thank our guests, Will Johnson and Taylor Wood, for joining us. I'm talking a little high school / college running. Cool to have younger people on the podcast, get their perspective and see like we talked about, their progression is just going to be going up for the next decade or so, which is really cool.
Yeah, unlike us or you know a lot of our a lot of our guests, you know, that's just how it goes. So yeah, it was awesome.